Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. It's a live episode here today. Some people hate it, some people love it, but we're coming off of the UFC. We had one of the greatest nights of my life, and I think I speak for you guys too. Like, that UFC was, we all just had so much fun together. The scene was unbelievable. The people we got to see, it was just a wild, like... Speaking of, like, wild, like, to set the tone, there was a urinal one point where it was me in the middle, Joe Rogan to the right, and Andrew Tate to my left, which had to be the most ridiculous-looking sight. The amount of that, just the type of shit that went down last night. But what a time, fellas.
I'm pretty speechless regarding what happened last night. I mean, I stopped Chad Ochocinco. He was walking by, and I stopped him, and he did not want to come over. As no. Jet will tell the story Mikey better.
You bullied him. You said he walked by, and you said
Ocho,
and he kept walking. You said Ocho, and he turned, and you bullied him into coming back talking to you for 2 minutes.
And all I talked to him about was McDonald's. That was all I talked about. Because I know Ocho's a big McDonald's guy. So I said, you know the big arch? He goes, yeah, yeah. I go, 47 seconds. He goes, for real? And that was pretty much it.
My favorite was, well, Mark Ingram was there. And before we knew he was coming by, I laid out a bruiser.
You got to stop doing that, dude. You got to. It's... You gotta stop doing that.
Well, I felt bad for Mikey because it was so bad, and then Ingram came over, and as far as Ingram thought, you know, see, you said it didn't affect him. I saw it almost like rattle his cage a little bit, and Mikey then had to. You ever try and have a conversation with somebody after
through a fart? It's brutal. A conversation, you know, because sometimes you don't know. Sometimes people clock it, and they don't know if they should say something or do. It's like an elevator fart. Like, you ever rip a fart in an elevator, and you're like, I close doors, and then someone walks in. It's nightmare. So that was the same thing. And Mark Ingram was caught in between a rock and a fart place, and he didn't know what to do.
But the problem is, once you start talking, if it's really one of those waspy, it's almost like you're tasting it as you're talking.
Oh, you were tasting it.
Oh yeah. And then you hear some snickering, and you're like, okay, I smell the fart, but who's laughing? And then you look and you see him just giggling his ass off, and you're like, all right.
He did that in here the other night. He did that. Like, we're sitting watching the stream, and I'm sitting next to him, and he just rips this crater. Oh, and I'm sitting right next to him, and I can literally, you know how you have the thermal vision where it's like red, green? I was distinctly covered in a sea of red at that point. It was just Bob's fart immersed over me. And it was, and Bob, I don't know. I just truly think you probably have the worst smelling farts of anyone I've ever been around. It's like toxic sludge is seeping out of this man's ass.
The only person that finds farts funnier than Bob too is like my kids.
Oh,
like legitimately, like I just look at him and he's smiling like a 4-year-old laughing hysterically. I'm like, dude, that was pungent. Yeah. That was pungent.
And then I was just giggling to watch then Mark come over and Mikey have the conversation just in all of this just fucking ass.
You had Michael Irvin came by for a little bit.
This guy had everybody.
Mikey V was cooking it up with
Michael Irvin was Diego Pavia, Michael Irvin. There.
Oh my God, man. What just an unbelievable name. We wanted to bring Yams on too, because we all experienced it. My dad was absolutely like, I've never seen him that drunk in my life. He was fucking having the time of his life.
Yeah.
Hammered drunk.
Well, he was keeping up. Well, first things first, I thank you for permanently making me the fourth member of the podcast. Yeah. I am officially the fourth member forever. I'm obviously kidding, but people forget the OG. I you know, I was part of the come up of the Brilliantly Dumb
Show.
People
don't forget.
I was I was there when no matter what we put out, we were doing 20K audio, 20K video.
Yeah.
And now you guys are, you know, I leave and now you guys are crushing it, but it's good to be back. You can send me a residual check whenever you want. But I forget where we even, which I mean, your dad. So your dad was keeping the thing about your dad at the UFC events. Obviously he has a, like, he lives for it. He loves the UFC. Yeah. He was keeping up with us in terms of the shots. I think he took, cause we basically after every, I'm sure you guys talked about it, but we go take shots before. Right. And then after each fight, we'll like sneak off, take a shot or drink a little bit and come back and then watch the next one.
Yeah.
And your dad was keeping up. He was taking extra trips to the lounge to get more shots, and he would come back, and then we're sitting there. Everybody's like, you know, putting, you know, some placing some picks on the fights, and we're sitting there preparing for the fights, and you hear, "Come on!" And you look to your right, and it's your dad just screaming at the fighters. So he had a time, and then, you know, we could talk about the walk home after, because he had a lot, and we walked him home because we were staying in a different hotel, and it was wild.
Like a magnet for traffic. Like he
got to set the scene. So Jet, Bob, and his dad stayed at a different hotel than me and Cutsy. Yes. Me and Cutsy stayed at a hotel that was literally across the street from the arena. Our walk back was very, very easy. But these guys went on an odyssey.
a journey.
Dude, we were walking back, and then, like, walking through traffic, it just was chaos. My dad was hammered. Like, we were bringing him back. Jet was on the ground tying his shoes. Like, I've never seen my dad
that drunk. Tying Mr. Burger's.
We went the wrong way. So we left the arena, and we were just following the crowd. And about, like, a mile of walking, we're going the wrong way. So I pulled in my phone, and we went the complete wrong way. So we had to walk all the way back to the stadium. And the thing said, like, 35-minute walk. Oh, and they're asking me, and I'm just lying. I was like, 18 minutes, 15 minutes. But it was, like, 25, 30, because I wanted just... No complaints. And then, so we took a break. We got back to the stadium, and his dad was like veering. He was like NASCAR. He was just like veering left. And like Stevie, his dad's buddy, was like, we were like holding him by, like holding him. And he wasn't like belligerently like falling over, but he was teetering.
Yeah.
So we would pull him back, and then we sat down and we called an Uber for the last half of the drive back to the hotel. Or the trip back to the hotel, and the Uber canceled after like 7 minutes. Mr. Berger was like, "I can walk." So we get up and we start walking back to the hotel. And obviously in Miami, the traffic and the construction is insane. So we were reaching points where we'd have to like jump over barriers.
It was crazy.
We were going single file at one point. We ran into Gabe Davis.
Tell me, Gabe Davis.
So we're walking down the street, and this guy goes, "Bob." And like a lot of people say that like at these events. So Bob would like turned and waved at him. And like, we were trying to get his dad home. So we were trying to like keep him moving. And he's like, "I play with Josh." And I think I realized, I was like, I forgot his name. I was like, "That's Gabe Davis." And he goes, "My name's Gabe." And then Bob was like, "Oh, Gabe Davis." So we just like ran into Gabe Davis, like off of the hotel, off of the arena. We make it back. Mike's shoes were like untied. I was like tying his shoes. It was actually very funny because we were all just laughing our asses off walking home, trying to make it back in one piece.
It wasn't like a stressful,
no, it was funny.
We were just like laughing about it. Like I was, of course, filming it.
All right, guys, as you know, every week we always give a major, major shout out to one of the sponsors, the biggest sponsor of Brilliantly Dumb Show, our friends over at SeatGeek. We're getting into baseball season now. We're in the thick of it, and there's no place I'm going to get my Yankee tickets other than SeatGeek. It's the number one rated ticketing app for a reason, over 35 million downloads. And the best part is, when you're on the app, you have your geolocation in there. It's going to give you all the events that are right in your neck of the woods. So you don't even have to dig that deep to find something great to do with you and your family. When you're on this app, SeatGeek always has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10. So you know you're getting a good deal. It's like a traffic light. Those are the rules. Look for the green dots. Green means go or good, and red means stop. Not a good deal. It's bad. And of course, course, we have a code for you guys. You can use code DUMB10 right now. That's D-U-M-B-10 for 10% off of your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you to our tremendous sponsor over at SeatGeek.
And then I went at it with the D-Man, and we hashed it out, and I told D-Man I was out of line. I threw a hammer on Prize Picks on the main event on Jiri, and I didn't like Jiri. My dad liked Jiri, so I throw a hammer. We'll play the video. There is a video of Joe. He knows we're against him. Now, in fairness to Joe, he didn't know how much I had put on it. But there is a clip of Joe, and we've talked about Joe's gambling etiquette. And, like, we all really try and ride and stay together because, like,
yes,
even that to. One fight, and we did, it was the best. There was we one fight to. Where you against us, and it just sucks because, like, then we won.
That was the Padilla fight.
Yeah, the only fight where he had it ended up being a draw.
Because everyone just kept telling me, Padilla, but I don't know. So I was like, I'll just take the dog. But
there
that was
is
the
a clip
one.
Of Joe that a fan had sent of Jiri getting knocked out. Oh, and, my like, God. Rather than just, like, celebrate, Joe turns, looks at us. We're all, like, this and he puts his hands in the air and looks at us. It, like the video, and I think you would agree, Joe, the video looks
the optics.
Horrible.
Yeah, it looks, I think it looks worse than what it was in hindsight, but so a couple of things.
Sure.
Because yes, it's very damning evidence, this video. But here's the thing. I make sure.
He has a point. He's got defense
here. I do have to state my case because I do believe. Now, do I like action? You bet your sweet ass I do. But I don't think anybody in this room will argue that I am not one of the biggest riders when it comes to riding.
I honestly think the problem with you is you're an overrider.
Okay, so that's my
you
point.
Ride too many
okay,
things.
Okay, so my
there's so many things that you ride. Okay. Nobody can keep up with doing. Now
he's like DJ Khaled. He's suffering from success.
Okay, so we're getting away from the topic here. My point is proven that I ride. Okay.
Oh, big time.
So so my point is proven that I don't go against what the group takes. So that's what my point
say
is.
Say what happened.
Wait. So what happened? Will you shut up? What happened is...
This is why he's here this week, by the way.
I'm officially the fourth.
So what happened is prior to the fight, my phone had died. I couldn't... It was a zero battery. I had to bring it in. I couldn't get it charged anywhere. So I end up giving it to the security guard. I gave him $20 to charge a phone. Yes. I go back to my seats.
I'm not doing anything. I will say the whole stadium knew your phone was out of battery.
Well, it was a problem, man.
I know. I know.
I'm trying to make wagers.
The stadium also knew he paid the security guard $20.
I told that. I know. I know.
I thought it was a great deal. So, anyways.
For who? Bob, you or him?
I'm in the seats. It's the last fight. And I say to Bob, what's the next fight? Because up until that point, we lost the Costa fight. But we had been crushing. We had been winning everything.
Yes.
Bob says to me, I think the play is Ulberg. I'm like, okay, is that what we're taking? He's like, my dad really likes Jiri. I like Ulberg. And Bob, to me, and I have stated this many times, I think is as good as anyone with making UFC picks.
Yes,
I really
agreed.
Do. I always ride you. So I'm like, okay, I go off, go to get my phone. I come back, and everyone has switched
but
to Jiri.
Joe, I just got to step in. We're not debating you putting in that. There's nothing wrong.
The haters, the congregation of listeners need to know that I'm not going against what
the congregation. But to me, it was more so knowing that we're the other way. You see the video of you standing with your arms looking at us, thrown in, and then when we left the arena, and again, I did say I snapped and I said I completely overreacted. But when we left the arena, then Joe texts me, knows I just lost. And then I'm like, I'm saying that to Jed, I'm like, he's going to have to say that he won that fight. And then he puts in the text, and this happens all the time, he puts in the text like, sorry, I didn't ride and ended up winning. Like, it was such like an unnecessary. Now, what happened after that, then I went off and I said to you, totally snapped. Yeah. I was vulnerable.
I think this happens to me often. I get banged by it, and it's just I'm not making excuses, it's on me. I get so excited when things happen that I don't think about the moment and how it can be presented. Now, I will say this, if I had any slight idea of how much had been placed on that. For fair. Sure, that never would have happened.
Totally fair.
And I thought we were all winning, so I didn't think it was going to be that detrimental. But when I get really excited, and keep in mind, I was also very in the clouds. I saw a fight that was dead. It was dead.
His
knee was buckled. He couldn't stand.
And by the way, finish the guy off.
Fuck? And he's in the corner and somehow snatches victory out of the jaws of defeat. And in that moment, I'm just so excited. I'm not thinking about the stuff around me. And I just went up and was like, oh my God. And yes, that's where the video evidence is damning. And I'll put my hand up. You know, that was not great. But I will say, this is the last thing I'll say. The text that I sent you on the way back was like very appreciative. I was like, thanks so much for having me. It was an amazing night. And I probably shouldn't have put the last part. I was like, it just sucks. The last fight, we weren't all on the same side because up until then we had won everything. Now, that might have been taken out of context, or maybe it was not written the right way, but
you know,
the video's bad.
We've all had it. It was one of the video is awful. That then turned me to another, and then the text came in. I really did. I went off. It was one of those things. I got so hammered. We've all had it, like where you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh fuck, like what the fuck. You imagine my dad waking up this morning, he's got to be like, holy
shoes are tied in a knot different than he's used to making.
I went bunny ears on him.
Yeah, he went the bunny loops. Yeah. I will say this. This crew, when we go out, and the Miami venue is
great.
Yeah. Now, getting there is fucking a nightmare.
Yeah.
But the actual stadium, the spread, the setup they have is better than Vegas. It's better than Tampa, anywhere else I've watched fight. So that we had going for us.
Yeah.
The vibe was just buzzing all night. And it was my first fight having Mikey here in town too. So I think it was a culmination of everybody was just jacked up and really feeling good. And man, it delivered.
It really did. It was one of my favorite, like, to be with you guys and have the setup that we do. It is like my favorite thing. And then for me, I have so many videos of just me videoing my dad, videoing like a lot of times, like he's not even videoing and like he like is like taking a picture or it's not going, and like Bruce Buffer's and he's just got this he's just to see your dad in all his glory like that.
He has like that glimmer in his eye, like Christmas morning as a kid at the UFC. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's the best.
And it's unbelievable.
Like, the Masters was going on and if it was up to me, you know, he wants to be there before the doors even open. We would watch the end of the Masters and then go in.
Yeah.
But it's like Rory's on like the eighth hole.
And there was drama yesterday.
Oh,
yeah. We were listening. Yeah.
But he just wants to be. And then Mikey knows how to get him going. Like he'll turn and he'll be like, Mr. B, like, fight's 3 minutes late. And like, he's clearly trying to get him going.
At the window, it will call.
Oh, yeah. And it gets
I've never
going.
Seen it this long to get us the ticket.
It's ridiculous.
I go really slow window. Yeah. Really slow window here.
But yeah, so we're recording Sunday. Don't know what happens with the Masters yet. I think we're going to ride Scheffler comeback. The clip of Scheffler, by the way, with him, it really is when you think about it. Sometimes I think people scoff at reporters' questions that I don't actually think are that bad of questions. They're just not in the best mood. But the reporter saying that question was very, very
I agree. I think to say that to someone who just shot 7 under at Augusta and to be like, you know, what should that have? It's like, I get it. Because the truth is, he was probably frustrated that he didn't shoot 9 or 10 under because he probably could have. But I got no issue with what he said to that reporter. I thought it was funny. And you know what? He started to do that a little bit. He takes shots. Then he laughs. If when you interview Scheffler and he hits you with a, like he scoffs at you, it's like, that's tough.
Jet has a great bit, which isn't really a bit because, like, again, it's a classic Jet thing where it's like at first it sounds crazy and then you sit on it and it's like, yeah, there's some truth. Where like Scotty will always like throw a club or something, like he does, he's the nicest guy like and all that, but he does lash out and he does have a temper, and every time they go over to him the announcers are like shocked that he did it. In like a very rare moment for Scheffler, he threw a club. It's like, well, he did that the past 6
weeks.
He
does it every week. He's a competitive guy.
It's just crazy that he's even in the mix, to be honest, because I thought after he went 2 over on the Friday, I thought that was it.
Yesterday was Saturday. Saturday was an insane day of, I thought there was, after what he had done Thursday, Friday, I didn't think anybody was going to catch him. And just yesterday, I mean, was unreal in terms of like everyone, it felt like just went nuclear on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like everybody just went nuts. And now Sunday's going to be, this is going to be a lot of fun today.
It's going to be a lot of fun today.
It's always fun with the when you have a major, like this is, of course, the first major of the year. The Masters is the biggest golf tournament of the year. But even last year, like how it went down to the wire with Rose and McIlroy in the playoff, like it really, it's so cool to watch because it's kind of like a culmination of all these golfers who are just, you know, out there just battling against a tough course. And it's just, it's awesome, man. It's so fucking cool to watch.
Yeah. It the only thing I kind of sad Sunday, it's like the end of a meal where like, it's just such a great week, and knowing that it's end, you got to wait all the way till next year. It's just somebody like Bryson's got to be. Jeff, we were saying like I think people were so hard on Bryson in the sense if he had a bad week, he didn't show up this week. But God, he just got lit up.
I agree. I don't know if that some of that has to do with the fact that people are memeing him into you.
That's the same thing now.
Bryson when April comes out. But I will say like people are trashing Bryson a little bit. It's like the guy has two U.S. Opens. You know what cracks me up is the people that go, he doesn't have the game for Augusta. He'll never win. When he was in the final pairing last year, and they're like, "Oh, he's trash." And so that's interesting to me. I think part of it they are memeing him. The new my favorite things are when they go blank golfer when I have put money on him and it's you and Cutsy. It's one of the funnier memes going.
Oh, the one where Joe's got like the putter and he's pointing the putter.
Yeah, well, it started at the Ryder Cup and then people picked up on it.
Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of people who don't like. Or traditional golf guys who kind of want to make fun of him for doing the YouTube thing.
Yes.
So they're using that as like fucking haha. Bryson was focused on YouTube as if he's supposed to just be grinding on the range for the Masters 24/7. So I think we like if you have a brain like he's Bryson DeChambeau. He's one of the top golfers in the world.
Yeah.
Like he had a bad round, but to your point where you were saying to wait all year for Augusta and then to play a shitty round one and two, it's like fuck,
and
like
you know
you wait a whole year for that.
That's the world now too, especially like the sports media. Like if you get knocked out in a UFC fight, regard like Israel Adesanya, like he gets knocked out, you're just memed up everywhere. Like you just it's just the world, and you have one bad week, like that's just what you're gonna get. The best place to win money while watching sports is thanks to the fine folks over at Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today. Player picks, team picks, culture picks. It's got everything. They actually had, so promo code BDS, $5 lineup, get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. So go get that promo code BDS. Something Prize Picks did, we talked about the buildup to it. Seen Mikey's big arch challenge on the app.
Board. Yeah, I was saying.
And by the way, I was able to put 500 on. Like a lot of times they capped it at 25, and eventually I think there was so much action that they did. Watching Mikey having money, actual money on Mikey to win something, seeing how many people tailed it, there just wasn't a doubt in my mind that even though with the Big Mac, it probably took you around a minute.
Yeah.
Knowing how many people were riding it, I just felt like gave you such an edge that there was no way you
just
were going
just the people
over.
Comparing it to the Big Mac. Like when we did the Big Mac on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, like I was sitting in my chair recording the pod. I didn't have any water. I sat down. Like if you're going to really like, if I have to do like a legitimate challenge, I'm going to be standing. I'm going to have water. It's going to be a completely different animal. So shout out to the people that actually rode and made money off of it.
All right, boys, let's get on into the buy or sell. I'm curious what everybody's got. Yams, I feel like last time you said you didn't cover it. No, I'm not going to have you go first.
I'll go first if you want.
No. I hope you're more prepared this time. I think last time you were scrambling. Are you you want to go now? You want to rip it out of the gate?
Do you want? I'll go.
Yeah.
If you're ready, go ahead. I got to sell. Well, again, both times I found out kind of toward the last minute that I'm going to be on. This one even with less notice. And I, again, after last night, I'm kind of been in a daze. So we were driving back and you're like, you have a buy or sell? And I was like, yeah. And then I like, oh, fuck, I need buy or sell. But I got one. And this is, I don't want to cause, not controversy. I don't want to often people talk about the Masters and to me, there's two sides to it. There's the pageantry of the Masters.
Oh.
And then as you see on social media and recently, a lot of people are complaining that they're going too influencer-ish recently with all the stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I understand both. And let me say, I love the Masters. I love the Masters. I love the pageantry. I love the beauty of it. I get it, but we're going too far with the pageantry. And what I am selling are these fucking, and they're beautiful. And Augusta, if you're watching, if Billy Payne, if you're watching, or whoever the, who's the chairman now? Is it not Billy Payne?
Doesn't matter, you're not playing
I'm never getting to Augusta.
No?
Neil?
Is it Fred Shipley?
Fred Ridley. Mr. Ridley, if you're watching, listen, I know you had Dude Perfect out there. We're going to make it one day. They are doing way too many and too pageantry of these they bring Wright Thompson 4 times a year for the majors, specifically for the Masters. They roll him up. He gets behind the first one. You're all sitting there. You're ready to watch the Masters. You're like, let's see some golf shots. The first one is good with the pageantry. But then every hour they rip you. He rolls up and he goes, as spring looms upon Augusta and the Georgia pines rise to the sky. Yo, enough, okay? You can have one of them at the beginning of the coverage, maybe 3 hours into another one, as heroes become legends and jackets become leather. It's like, I don't fucking enough. You get one of those tournament and that's it. The beautiful pageantry, because I know, again, I'm not for the over-influencer of it either.
Right.
But if I'm selling something, it's these fucking pre-roll packages. They're beautiful. Augusta's beautiful. The azaleas as the bloom of the flowers. Like, fucking it is,
it's enough.
It's Bill okay? Bill. Because the people, it's great at the beginning. It's great once every few hours. But every commercial break, they're coming back with another think piece. And I want to see the golf. And I want to see Amen Corner. And I want to see 17 and 18. And I've had enough. And that is my sell. Thank you.
The passion.
Yeah, he came prepared. I mean, look.
Yeah, that was as good as it gets.
Yeah, yeah. Can you give the one more thing that you had mentioned with that you feel like Jim Nance almost tries to be too perfect or too classy? Can you just bless us with that?
I think Jim, I love Jim Nance. Okay. He's like, ever since I was a kid, I love Jim Nance. I think he's caught on to the fact that society thinks he's the classiest individual in the world. So I think he might like shake a couple extra hands so that he looks, I'm saying he is the classiest man on earth, but he's learned the persona about him. So I think he says like hello friends more often than he wants to. That's all. I'm just like, and like he knows when he's out, everybody's expecting him to be classy. So he like, I think he goes overboard.
Did you see that thing?
And I love, I'm obviously
he could not have been nicer to me.
I know, and I'm sure he's the nice guy in the world. I love it to be genuine.
He might have,
but I have a trouble. Like, I think this is a personal problem. I don't know. I just can't believe
you might be on
it.
Did you see that thing where they interviewed all the CBS people and said, what does a good golfer in your mind have to
shoot?
And
he changed his mind.
He changed his mind.
Yeah, he gave an answer.
Back in the day, he said, like, you have to break 75. Yes,
and then he changed his mind.
And now he's like, did I really say that? Yeah. If you break 90, it's fine.
I just
Chet might be on
the class. He's so classy, but he learned recently how classy he's thought of, and he's steps it up a notch now. I'm telling you, keep an eye. Keep an eye on Nance.
It's one of those takes. I've had it so many times with Jet takes where like it just sounds ridiculous. And then you'll be on your call in the car on the way home. You'll be like, yeah, like I think he is kind of right. Like, you know what I mean? You just sit on it.
Oh, man. I'm never getting into that. Listen, not that I ever was going to before, but none of us are getting to
I will tonight. Say, I think we were talking about it the other day, and then we'll go to you, Petey, for the buy or sell. If I did ever play Augusta, I would be so on edge. Like I really would, as far as the hat not doing this wrong. Like as much as I would want to play 100%, I would be so on edge.
Have you seen the Larry David text about Augusta?
Yeah, crazy. No.
Shit
I don't know how real it is. I saw it. Ryan,
shit on
I,
it.
I think it became a thing. Ryan Ritney was talking about in the podcast. I guess somebody leaked or like sent a screenshot of a text Larry David said about playing Augusta. And again, I'm not sure how real it is. I think it is real.
I think
and
so too.
And he's talking about how, I could pull it up, but he's talking about how he's like,
no one laughed at a joke.
Yeah, he did not like it. It's too stuffy.
So
like
stuffy.
He said, no one laughed at a joke. He's like, they call the chairman Mr. Chairman, like he's like Mao or something.
He said I shot 96. The fairways were wide. No one laughed at a joke all day, and like, we kept it moving.
The fairways like were that. Wide. Yeah.
I'll send you the text. It's like a screenshot. Like, and then under the text, the next text, it's cut off, but it says maybe let's keep that, and then you don't see it, which he was probably saying like between us or something, and the text is just out there. But I don't know how real it is. It looks like a real text.
They've been covering it as if it's real.
Right.
Like I saw Ryan talking about it
on Part of My Take. He was reading the message.
Yeah.
There was a story we heard of somebody who played with him a bunch, and he did like this. I don't know if I've told this before, but he did like a charity tournament where it was a 4-man scramble, and his team was winning. Like, this is our friend who had told us, like, it definitely did happen. He's like, their team was winning the tournament, and Larry had to go. He, like, got a call, and he had to leave, so they're winning. So he's like, I gotta go. So, like, he just leaves, and as he's leaving, he's got one of his teammates' bags on his car.
Oh,
my. So he not only does he screw them by dropping a player, he also takes the bag. It's, like, straight out of the show.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Unreal.
Your dad's got a lot of Larry.
Oh, he does, man. He does. What did he come to you about? The steak? Like, he just had to drive?
Yeah, his dad comes up to me in the middle of the lounge like, now, this is probably 6 rounds of shots in. Comes up and he goes, Mikey, you just see that tomahawk, the Wagyu tomahawk? He's like, do you have any of that? I was like, no. I was like, I think Bob did and Joe did. He goes, yeah, not very good. Overcooked. Not very
good. He's right. It was overcooked.
All right. But like, it's even still, like, just like, it was just a bizarre thing to just, unbelievable.
He's at the unbelievable point now where, and we'll all be there at some point where he just says what's ever on his mind. I might be there already.
You've been there for quite some time.
What do you think I'm going to be like as an old person?
Absolutely brutal. People will hate you more than they hate you now. Yeah, absolutely brutal. Yeah, yeah. But that doesn't matter. Yeah, but that doesn't matter because, like your friends who know, people who actually know you love
you. Just body bag.
No. But I'm saying, like, as you get older,
what
you're going to
saying what he's saying is you
more than they do now.
The little reservation you have now will go out the window.
Yes.
So it's like, I understand what he's saying.
Right.
But I hear how tough that was to listen to.
If I'm already like that, I might just stay the same.
Was that tough to hear, Petey? The way that came out
bodied me. Like, but why do people not like? Why would people not like
me? I think, but you're asking. We were talking about having a filter. That was the topic of conversation.
Yeah.
And then you asked me to tell you what do you think you're going to be like, implying that you know your filter is going to be non-existent. And the reason people hate you now, or some people hate you now, the small group,
is because
because you do say and act a certain way, and you don't care about what other people think to a certain extent, which I admire to a certain extent. But when you lose that filter completely, you don't think more people will even like
you. I agree.
Just that's a better way of phrasing it. That people will hate you more now than they do already now.
Right.
So it kind of conveys me as just a completely hated individual. That being said, my buy or sell this week is also going to be revolving around the Masters and the absolutely abysmal coverage that we had to watch. And this is no shade, but it's going to be shade.
FP was
here and not in Coachella right now.
This has nothing to do with the actual tournament. ESPN has got to be better. I'm sorry. I grew up in the golden age where ESPN was fucking incredible. It was like apples to oranges. It beat everybody in the fucking entire realm of what they do. Now they've lost the plot. They got to get back to what they did. Now I do like that they're running back the old Masters commercials. Like the Jordan Spieth is in the cafeteria. Mm,
yeah,
like those are cool. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. That's
the old
kind
Sports
of shit
Center
that we
commercials.
Gotta bring. Arnold Palmer doing that is great. But when we're sitting there, and all due respect to Scott Van Pelt,
I love Scott Van Pelt.
I am watching the Masters play him at the end, not in the middle of the Masters where there's dozens of players on there, and he's sitting at a fireplace that is not even lit. There's not even a kindling on that fireplace. It's just wood sitting in an empty fireplace with another guy there who's wearing a green jacket, and they're talking, and there's golf being played. It would be like watching a hockey game, and you cut to the Zamboni, and you're watching the Zamboni pull out of the fucking... It's just, you got to get back to to what makes it good. Now, on the flip side, I went on Prime Video with Paramount. They're doing something good there because they were showing tons of golfers, different shots. We were watching ESPN. I watched this amateur shoot about 100 strokes. And I couldn't see a single stroke on guys that I placed hard courtesy on. So I just think that, like, ESPN has set the stage. They were the pinnacle, and now other people are catching up, and it's time for them to reassess some things. And with all due respect, I don't need a 20-second clip of a locker, of Rory's locker, mid-feed. And I think you would agree with this.
I
while
agree.
The golf is
that's
being
part
played.
Of the pageantry, Jeff, I mean, was speaking
but my after. Thing is, but there's a fine line. The Masters does need the pageantry,
yes.
But they've gone overboard on both ends. They've gone overboard on the pageantry, and they've gone overboard on the influencer aspect of it. And they got to figure that out to keep us in line, because some people are pissed. The old school guys are pissed about the new stuff. The new people are pissed about the pageantry.
Yeah, true.
It's like we got to dial this in.
You know who does very well with the pageantry? Yearly sporting event, very big. Sporting Kentucky event, everyone Derby. Talks about. I think the Derby goes overboard with the pageantry.
The Derby is a 5-hour program.
Yeah, the Derby is absurd.
Fucking
and
one
I love
of
the
racing.
Kentucky Derby. Won't find a bigger Kentucky Derby.
No, I hate the Kentucky Derby.
I love Derby weekend. Derby one of my stinks. Favorite weekends of the year. I'm gonna say this: it's not the Derby. I think that the Rose Bowl does the pageantry very well because they have their little parade. If you don't want to tune in, you don't have to. They don't attach it to the game. It's totally separate. I think the Rose Bowl does the appropriate amount of pageantry. You know it's the Rose Bowl. It used to be a lot bigger of a deal. Now it's not as big of a deal because the way they have college football set up. But I think they pull off the pageantry very well.
My biggest thing is it's the biggest golf sporting event of the year. It's the biggest event. It's the most watched. It's the most enjoyed and coveted, which is why we're all very up in arms about it, because we care very much about the Masters. All I ask is that while it's playing, just show me golfers. Just show me the course.
Yeah.
Like, while people are playing golf, I don't need to watch mid-round interviews while there's still good golfers playing and it's tight and there's
lots
to
happen. But that's the thing. They're so into, like, they need you to see them walking over the bridge on 12. So you miss 3 to 4 shots because you're seeing three people walk over the bridge. And I understand the history, all that behind it. I get it. But I there's a fine line that we got to come back to get that broadcast and that pageantry dialed in, because there's so much respect for that from a viewer standpoint and a patron standpoint. And like, for me, it's like the Masters should have this pageantry level above all the other tournaments. But I just think it's going overboard in both directions. And I'm concerned about the tournament that I love.
Fair.
Yeah, I will say it is cool to see how the amateurs do, but they do overplay that a little bit. They get that a ton of attention. Now, I do like to see it, but yeah, it does feel at times like it's almost a little bit too much.
All right, folks, it's that time. Summer is here. No better time. We love summer out on the golf course. Anything, the one problem to it are the bugs. Nothing can ruin a day, a night, whatever it may be, like bugs. That is where Pesty comes along. That bugs, MIA, once you spray a little bit of Pesty on there, it's effective, easy, and affordable. Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control is as good as it gets. Pesty has got you covered. With Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Pesty's got you covered. With the DIY kit, there are no strangers in your house or appointments to make time. Nothing worse than bugs coming into the house. Pesty's got you covered. Get your appointment today. Get bugs out of your house with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/dumb, D-U-M-B, for an extra 10% off. That's pesty.com/dumb for an extra 10% off. Book Pesty today and say goodbye to bugs.
All right, this week's episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by Mars Men. They've been with us for a long time now. And look, guys, I just hit 40. Once you hit 40, even when you're in your 30s, guys, you're getting into your late 30s, you don't have the same pep in your step. You don't have the zip. You don't have the sauce. You don't have the juice, whatever you want to call it. Energy's not there all the time in the gym. You're stressed out from work. You're chasing around the kids. And what you need is that natural testosterone boost. And what'll happen with the natural testosterone boost is exactly what you get from our friends over at Mars Men. And the best part about Mars Men is that it supports your healthy T levels, your energy, your stamina, like I talked about. It's made in the USA, third-party tested, and you get a 90-day money-back guarantee. There's no risk. Worst case, you don't absolutely love it, and you get your money back, but over 91% of our users report higher energy levels. And for a limited time now, our listeners can get 50. That's 50% off for life, plus free shipping and three free gifts at mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and three free gifts when you check out. So after you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the Brilliantly Dumb Show sent you.
Michael, we'll go over to you.
Yeah, I saw this. This was, it kind of went like viral, I think. This guy who drew the pencil image.
That was crazy. We can't stop talking about the mess.
I know, but that is crazy.
That is my, you're buying,
that
right?
is my buy. Yeah. I mean, this is fucking absurd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was and it 600 hours, I think?
The fact, yeah, and he's done like a bunch of these. He's commissioned, obviously. He has every crowd member's individual face detailed out. Like, it That's is wild. So insane to me. That people with this type of talent still exist in a world where, honestly, I think that people with these insane talents, we should be spotlighting them more. This is a genuine talent. This guy is unbelievable.
AI would never.
No, and that's the problem. It's like this guy is, it's, we need to put people like this in the spotlight more. People with real talent need to be spotlighted. By the way,
he did it with just a regular fine-tip pencil. He, and I think it was like 600 to 800 hours.
Wasn't the full Gore Nocturnus.
Well, oh, no. That it was not. But 600 to 800 hours consecutive.
Is that insane. How long it took?
Yeah, yeah. Rory. Yeah. He did it for Rory. I think he's got it on.
Rory commissioned it.
That is crazy. Guy's
unbelievable. I've seen some of his other stuff. It's unreal.
Some of the things people could do, just masters at their craft. You know, like anybody can build a house. I've seen the people do the wiring here at HQ. Remember we saw that? Like, you electricians wouldn't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Learn a trade.
Construction guys.
And always need trades.
Yeah, trades are important.
Plumbing, electric.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right, I'm going to go buy for the buyer sell. I am going to go buy something that it's upcoming. Usually I'm not too big on it. I think the NBA playoffs are actually going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, they are.
Because there's so many times where it's like, oh, this is going to be the team that's in. But you're going to have the Spurs. You're going to have the Thunder going at it. Who are like the Thunder are unbelievable. You have LeBron now trying to put the whole team on his back. The Knicks are good, which is always good for the NBA. And Knicks playoff time is the greatest thing to watch. Yeah, like that
especially
arena.
By where we are, no, where I am still in New York. It's crazy. Oh, with Knicks, Knicks playoff basketball is like
I'm not even
thing.
A Knicks guy, but I can appreciate when they're in the playoffs. The Celtics are now good. So there's just so many teams. Pistons are really good. And again, I think the regular season has a ton of problems, and it seems like their viewership is really dropping as well. But I actually think now with the playoffs, I think it's going to get a lot of fun.
I watched a game the other night. It was the Knicks and the Celtics.
Oh,
and
it was a great game.
That game was great fucking game. Amazing.
Yeah.
It was. I think there was like 15 lead changes towards the end of the game. It had everything. The crowd was going like mayhem. Like I do feel like Madison Square Garden, when you are in playoff basketball mode.
It's totally
like
different.
The stars are out, the Chalamets, the Stillers, everybody, and the Fat Joes, and they're all going nuts. It does feel like basketball needs the Knicks to be in playoff basketball. But it's crazy because we kind of did a 180 on the NBA season from the start of the season to now. Like, Jed, I think a few episodes ago when you came, you're like, I watched a game randomly and it was fucking amazing.
Electric.
And now it's like we're close to the playoffs and it's
now
like
they go.
We're here.
Jed, how do you feel about the Garden? Because that's another place that's really...
Oh, don't.
Yeah, I would love to get your take on the Garden. Go ahead.
The Garden?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm with Bob. I think when the Knicks...
What's Bob's take on the Garden?
Well, when the Knicks... Well, what he just said. When the Knicks are good, there's no stadium better than the Garden.
Okay. Like,
the place... Even in the regular season, if they're good, the place... I have no...
But what do you think about the mythos that surrounds the Garden?
I mean, just like, oh, it's the Garden?
Yeah.
So I would say no. I would say that's fucking bullshit. But then you hear about, like, MJ, LeBron, and Kobe wanting, like, going to the Garden and being like, I got to put up 50. So it's like there is merit to, like, it must actually be something special. Right. It's the Garden, you know? Yeah.
I think the number one most coveted fan experience seat in sports is courtside at the Garden is the top.
Yeah. Pinnacle.
We got close with Waste Management where we were on that 16th hole. You could have Lakers courtside, but I think the number one Garden. Most coveted seat.
Don't hold back on the ringside of UFC after the fights that we've been
seeing. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, well, I feel like an asshole with this on, by the way.
Oh, that's
I
just crazy.
With that. Oh, the Sugar Sean shirt,
that.
Too?
I'm going to look like
I know you sold that. I know Putzy sold those before because those are brutal, the wristbands. I didn't even have to cut mine last night because I barely put it on because I didn't want to deal with it. I just slid it off my hand.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. Cutsy selling the VIP bracelet awesome. Is one of the funniest sells.
Well, you know, my point is that there should be a way to disassemble it where you can't use it again, but it just claps off and you cannot put it back.
Yeah.
Because you can't take it off. It's like you're strapped to VIP for life.
On the NBA topic of future, you call this a little bit chalky, but again, the Spurs are very, very good. I think the Thunder are like the best team that I've ever seen.
Is this a team pick?
This is a team future for the Thunder to win the West. If you want to take them to win the whole thing, you could do it well. I think I
How
saw
much X is that?
Times 1.75.
Oh, okay.
I think it was. I think that they're like another team too out of the West, the Nuggets. Anytime you got to go up against Jokic, watching Jokic, they are so much fun to watch. You watch when I watched the Spurs play the Nuggets. Watching Wemby and Jokic go at it,
yeah,
it was amazing.
Also, like the Houston Rockets are sneaky as well. They're sneaky good with
Kevin Durant
and Amen Thompson, and like they got players.
Oh, they got Şengün.
Şengün is awesome. Like it's good. The West is much better.
1.75.
Yeah,
right now.
Okay, there you go.
1.75.
Now look, yeah, you could say it's a little bit chalky, but that West is tough. But I just think the Thunder. I watch almost every Laker game now. Like if I'm home and the Lakers are on because of LeBron now,
they play so late.
I know.
It's late ones. Bob, do you remember like was it a year or two ago? We were in Miami for something, and we watched at a little bar on the water. We watched a Heat and OKC game.
Yeah,
and it was the first time that you had ever seen SGA, and you're like, "Who is this guy? He's unbelievable." Yeah. And then he just went on to win like MVP. They won the like, and now he's like, I truly think he's one of the best basketball players in the last.
Thunder have my favorite player in the NBA, Jared McCain.
He's awesome.
Because he is so... Mike, you know Jared McCain?
No.
He's this kid. He's like went to Duke for a year. He was like top pick. He was drafted to Philly. He like tore his something and he was out for a year.
When did he play at Duke?
Huh?
When did he play
at Duke? He was a point guard. He played 1 year at Duke 2 years ago. He played... Okay. Yeah. He is an unapologetic TikToker. Like it's hardcore. So he's like one of these like TikTok dancing guys. Like,
okay.
But it's so like guys who are so themselves, like he's playing, he paints his nails like Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. He's in the NBA and he's just like ripping TikToks, dancing to like trending songs in between games. I love those guys because they're just so unapologetically themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The video of his teammates filming him making the TikTok at the airport, they land at the airport and he just get the OKC, I guess, has this tradition where fans wait for them at the airport and they like, cheer for them when they show up. And he just jumps out and starts ripping a TikTok and like SGA is like filming him. I love this kid.
What about Caruso? He's a friend.
I love
of the
Caruso too. Caruso's the man.
Yeah, he is. He's sneaky. If they win again, he'll have three championships.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's a great time to be Alex Caruso.
Yeah.
Got a big contract recently too.
Dude, the NBA money is just a different.
Oh, man.
My brother went up to him at Breezy Chicago hammered.
Oh, it was tough. Yeah. I remember him being at the Breezy Chicago.
No, he wasn't nice, but the next day I saw him at the golf course. He's like, "Where's Lil Bro?" I was like, oh.
All right, boys, let's jump into. So, yes, make sure you follow along with that promo code BDS. We'll be firing the NBA. Just come join the boys. Let's get into Ask Bob. Very interested to see what the boys have cooked up.
Is this a one-piecer? I don't have one.
I'll start off.
Okay, we're going
to
start.
I got a question for you to start off with. So, Bob, an island is a body of land that is surrounded by water on all sides, which then leads me to my question. What do you call land that has water on only three sides?
Mm.
Great question.
Oh, I think I got it. Yeah, I think I got it.
Yeah?
A peninsula.
Wow! Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to get that.
Yeah. Right you never know. You just never know.
It's kind of like one of those things that you, like, it's kind of like, you know, not everybody knows that. I thought, that's a
Bob's sneaky comes up with the hard ones, mm-hmm. and then the ones that you think are going to be just, no problem. It's just sometimes he just. I don't know.
Mike, I'd love to go 3 for 3. I'm scary for what Jet's cooking up.
No, I there's no way you haven't asked my question yet. But he's maybe. Ask him. I will.
Go ahead, Mikey. We'll let
this
you
is
go.
A pop culture question. Oh. The iconic character in childhood, Mickey Mouse.
Child lore.
Right. What is the name?
It's going to hurt me.
Of Mickey Mouse's. Dog.
Oh yeah.
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
I didn't have a childhood, but I have no idea.
He is one of the main Disney characters
yes.
that you see walking around. He's he's an iconic character.
Iconic.
Yes.
I got no shot. And I did have a childhood.
You did.
I have no shot. None.
Really?
Can't even give you a guess.
Could you name another of the Mickey Mouse characters other than Mickey?
You have to be able to do that.
Anyone.
There's one easy
Daffy,
one.
Daffy Duck.
Oof. That's a Looney Tune.
That's Donald Duck is the it's one Donald, that you're looking yeah.
Donald.
For?
There's
Donald
one really Disney. Easy one. There's one that I know. Another character.
Okay, what is the name of Mickey Mouse's soulmate, his girlfriend?
Oh, no.
I mean,
I know this.
Minnie Mouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I with Disney, there's just no way. Remember you asked the dwarfs, seven dwarfs?
I only asked them to name three of the seven dwarves. You could do that. Like just off the top of your head.
We got there's a lot of common yams.
Oh, don't. I don't think I could. I
okay,
cannot.
Okay.
Let me think. Hold on.
Three of the dwarves.
By the way, the question.
No, I don't.
Pluto. Pluto. Yeah, Pluto is the dog. Pluto
the dog. Okay. Now that you say that, I could have got that.
Goofy's your friend as well. Goofy's the other one.
Yeah, I could have. Now that I hear that.
What?
You can't do it?
The
three dwarves?
No. Name one of them.
Sleepy.
Sneezy.
No. No. I know what they are, but
Doc,
I.
Doc, Bashful.
We're very Disney. Similar, dude. Okay. I'm telling you, I don't. Yeah, you sometimes guys you guys go. Ask, because I'll watch the segment.
Right.
And sometimes I don't know. The answer.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't think, though, like, with the Ask Bob segment, I don't think that is a terrible answer to not know.
Right.
As opposed to, like, some of the things.
Like American asked, history.
Like the crustaceans was like, or it's like some of those things like.
The Mount Rushmore.
Or the like Al Gore the butterfly was. Turning into, the centipede. Or the you know, like the caterpillar turning into a centipede. Like,
what?
Some of those, I think, are like, okay, how does he not know that? But, like, some of the
the tadpole.
That was
bad. Yeah. That was really bad. Yeah, I think the Al Gore for me, like after I said that is top.
But you got three out of the four, and the one that you got was Thomas Jefferson. I thought you had no chance.
Yeah.
So sometimes you'll surprise us on the flip side.
Yeah. All right, I want to see what Yams has cooking up.
Okay, and correct me if I'm wrong or if it's been used before.
Sure.
And it's definitely been used in like crossover.
Okay.
But, and I'll go easy on you. So I want you to name... five out of the seven continents.
Yeah, we've done that, but this is good.
You've done it?
This is a refresher.
Okay. How much you remember.
Well, I know.
I don't even remember when we did it, but it's
probably been earlier.
Because seven is tough, and honestly, people will forget one here or there.
For seven,
but so even four, like, do you know what continent we're in right now?
Whoa.
You do, right?
That's North America.
Okay, that's correct.
That's tough.
Come on, man.
He knows we live in North America.
North America. Antarctica.
I love how he goes there second.
Big one.
Yeah.
Because that's not an easy
one. I
know
to go the opposite.
I know.
Asia.
Asia.
There you go. That's three.
Africa.
That's four.
South Africa.
No, Bob.
Your brain did a trick on you there. South Africa's a country.
Fuck me, dude.
Yo, you were rolling, too.
But that could be a brain fart.
South Africa.
That could be a brain fart.
You sound like Travis Silberman from the Masters cover.
South Africa.
South Africa. South Africa.
Fuck, I was cruising, man.
You're going to be killing yourself.
When you go North America, the opposite, you say South America right away. You get the two.
It's South America, not South Africa.
South America.
Yeah, that's fucking brutal.
And then there's two more.
It's fucking brutal.
There's a big one that you should get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, basically where everyone else in the world is from.
We went there.
Europe.
Europe.
Yeah. Yeah. Europe. Yes. 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 Yes.
And then
Egypt? This is so bad, so man. I fucking hate this segment, bro. I fucking hate it. I fucking hate this segment.
I'm going to give you credit there because...
I fucking hate this shit. Because
last week they asked you...
So
last
bad.
Week they
so
asked bad. You what continent Egypt is in, so you just brain farted
that's
there.
That's where I was getting Egypt,
yes,
by the way.
I'm saying I can tell.
Not,
that's
not
why.
Not that it just...
No, you brain farted.
And bobbing.
That is crazy, though. Egypt is a little tiny country, Bob.
Sucks. It's gonna see it everywhere, bro.
It's the last one is the place it's the place I want to go that you don't want to go.
Joe, you know it's like you know when you like quad bogey and you know you're just gonna see it everywhere. Yeah, that's what this is.
The place. Like, that's my how do you think I feel after I'm driving up to the next tee box after a fucking meltdown?
I know. Well, for me, it's when I do it on Horvat's channel, especially because like then you turn around and he like doesn't have a leg, and it's like then you're doing it. But yeah, that's stuff. I had Egypt from last week. Just,
But I'll you give said you Africa before, Bob. You said Africa before that. You just kind
of but there's
went.
Only there's one more. It's where I mean, you got four out of them.
Oh Jesus, I thought we were done.
No, it's not all of them. No, the last one is one more. Yeah. It's where
the problem is the misses. There's no good miss.
No,
there's no. You know
not
what I mean?
When it comes to continents.
Correct. Yeah.
No.
It's where we want to go, but you don't want to go.
Oh, Australia.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, fucking A, man.
All right, folks, I'd like to take a minute just to let you know quickly that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends over at Mood. Now, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. We're talking from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood has got you covered. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies and functional flowers well-crafted for your ideal mood, made with 100% federally legal THC. And on top of that, they'll deliver them right to your doorstep discreetly. Doesn't get easier than that. Right now, you can go ahead and get yourself 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo code DUMB. Listen, I've tried a bunch of this stuff myself. It's wild how each of these things work. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. Go ahead and try it for yourself. That's mood.com with promo code DUMB is going to get you 20% off. Now back to the show. I'd like to also let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends over at Quince, and they have been sponsoring us now for some time. No stranger to the Brilliant Dumb Show and to what we do. And if you're not familiar with Quince, let me tell you a little bit about them. They make high quality everyday essentials using premium materials. We're talking 100% European linen. We're talking insanely soft flow knit activewear fabric. Their men's linen pants and shirts are lightweight, they're breathable and comfortable, basically the perfect layer for spring. So if you haven't gone ahead and gotten yourself some of Quince's unbelievable designs, now would probably be a good time to do so. So go ahead and refresh your wardrobe with quince.com/dumb for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/dumb for free shipping, 365-day returns. This stuff is great, and it's going to look really good while you're wearing it. So go ahead, support our friends over at Quince. Now back to the show.
We're going
to
be doing the Bob HQ channel is going to be like a weekly behind the scenes that we're going to be doing.
Wow.
But then stuff like Jet mentioned,
we're
going
to need to assemble.
Us doing the SATs. We'll do that. Man. Spelling bee. Like, there's so much stuff that we want to do through Bob HQ. Rough.
Spelling bee, you're going to win. Easy. No question.
I think that
will actually be electric video. Because he talks a lot of shit about his spelling.
So much shit.
I truly think that I would win a spelling bee. I don't think it would be close.
Well, that'll be
with anybody.
Video.
Maybe you.
Now, I'm not a great speller.
I feel like FP would be. Speller. FP would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. Speller.
I was thinking.
I feel like I feel like my spelling is very, very good.
You got to catch him after Coachella. He might be a little... Yeah. That's when you got to do it, right post Coachella.
Spell
Coachella.
Music festival.
Yeah.
Spell DJ.
Yeah, I feel like FP would be a really good speller, though.
He's very intellectual. He's very smart.
He might win the SATs.
Yeah, he probably will.
I think he would for sure. He knows, like, the state capitals.
History.
And shit. Like, he knows stuff like... That even like dates, like he'll know dates of wars, like, and I'm not joking, Mikey. He knows.
No, I know.
His history is really good.
He'll be like, you know, when the Revolutionary War is, and he'll say the date, like.
So, I'm sorry, this might be very ignorant of me, but when you're growing up in Canada, they're not teaching you the same thing.
No,
you're not learning about the Civil War, like.
Well, you do study it to some extent, but not to the same extent that you would by living in the country.
So what are they? What type of history are we working with in Canada?
He taught his own.
Yeah. But I'm saying if shit. There's no right. like, well, do no, they teach right. you your Canadian country's history? Obviously Canadian, but I'm saying. I don't want to sound ignorant, but American history has a million wars.
But like, also, too, they'll show, like, instead of, like, the state capitals of the United States, we have provinces.
Of course.
So we learn the geography.
But I'm talking straight history. Like, what, like, were there a bunch of wars?
There was not as much, no, not in Canada as there was in the United States.
Kind of just sounds like they just... Pilgrims
who came in, there's... Uh-huh. You know.
You know how I learned about Canada? The Hart Foundation. Bret Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Stu Hart. I was a big Bret the Hitman Hart fan right. growing up. Just like I was WWE? A massive Bret the Hitman Hart fan.
Getting homeschooled. Your parents were out working. I know we talk about the homeschool a lot. By the way, there's no top five today, so we want to dive in to some other stuff. There's going to be no top five this week. Yeah. Back at it next week. Yes. We have a guest on the show. We weren't going to do a top five, so we are taking 1 week off from the top five.
Don't blame... If you're angry about the lack of the top five, do not blame me.
Yeah, it's not like Jets
don't come for my throat.
And get a stroke.
I actually wanted to do a top 10 this week, and they said no.
But Joe, with the homeschooling, like your parents were working, so you woke up and you taught yourself the curriculum.
So they would
That's
send.
Fucking insane.
Wait.
Homeschool still means there's a teacher.
No, I had no teacher. So they would
No, send, homeschool means your parents like are supposed to teach.
That's what I'm saying. But
so here's the deal. When I was in elementary school, when I went to grade three, after grade three, so starting in grade four, I homeschooled. My mom, when we were younger, she would like help distribute like, you know, what we were gonna do each day and stuff like that.
Sure.
Once I got to like high school, like grade eight and grade nine, what I was learning.
The curriculum,
mm-hmm. like the studies were at a level that my mom no longer could like teach me anymore. So like they would send me, for example, for math, they would send me three different booklets. In each booklet, there was five send-in tests. After I was done the send-in test, I would have to go to the high school and write a two-hour exam.
But Cutsy, how do you
I
learn?
I had to teach myself.
How do you learn math if no one's teaching you?
I agree. Like, how do you know?
Are you a savant?
Like, I would read. So I would read through the textbook, and then after the textbook, there would be like a test. You'd write the test, and you'd send it in.
But that's insane critical thinking.
Yeah, so I will actually say...
He might be a genius.
When I finished grade 9 and I went to high school in grade 10, when I went back to high school, my social IQ has never been lower. I was terrible. I probably still am to this day.
Like, people are complaining. I know, but you've talked about like the shoes thing, but like, did you just not blend
like,
well?
For example, a buddy of mine was sitting next to me. We had the same answer for the test. He got it right. I got it wrong. I put my hand up. I said to the teacher, how come Mike Advincula got... this correct. I got the same answer. The teacher came back and scratched an X in his thing.
But like, and then,
shit like that. I was just completely. I was just not. I was he, not.
You told the teacher she forgot to collect the homework, didn't
she? Well, I was hoping I was going to get an extra.
No. I understand. Right. I totally understand.
But in the process, I banged him. So I did a lot of shit like that. People are like, yo, this guy's a fucking.
What
loser.
Was his name? That's Mike Advincula.
Advincula. Great guy. By the way,
he was going to get into Harvard, but he only got into Yale.
nice Filipino fellow. Anyways,
had to settle for Brown.
But I will say, I went to grade 10 and I was taking classes and studying curriculum that I had done the year before in grade 9. It was like a cakewalk. I started writing papers for other people.
We talked about that.
Yeah, paper writing business. We got into that.
That's nice.
It's a B. What was the phrase?
Oh, if it isn't a B, you get it for free.
Dude, this guy was ChatGPT before ChatGPT. Yeah.
In reality, it is the
but
most.
But that's why I charged a premium. There was another guy, Jeff Impolito, who was upset because I was standing on his business, standing on business, and I was taking clients away from him. And I said to the people who came to me, I was like, listen, I'm going to charge you a premium, but just know you're going to, with that higher price point, you're going to get a guaranteed good grade.
Back to like for the homeschool, like, would you wake up, nobody was home, you would like grab a bowl of cereal and then was like, okay, I'm going to start?
Yes.
It is the most Cutsy thing of all time, but to think that he could teach himself. It really is.
But in grade 8, I'll put my hand up, in grade 8, I fucked around for like 2 months. I was just like... playing hockey and not doing my dad then followed up one, it was like maybe a couple months before summer break. And I was so far behind because I had not, because I had to like basically keep myself on pace to know that I was going to finish on time. So my dad and I, for like 2 months, I fucking did school like from 8 a.m. to like 7 p.m. to finish so I could go to Italy for the summer because I wasn't going to finish on time.
You invented the original deliverables.
Yes, I did.
He created deliverables.
But that's why when I went to high school, I was like, this is so easy. You sit in class, the teacher tells you what your homework is, you do it, and then that's it. And I'm like, I'm already learning stuff that I know already.
That's crazy.
I was
essentially the teacher of myself in high
school. I had a fucking army trying to teach me. There were aides in there. There was fucking.
And they didn't know that it was like pointless for you. You know what I mean? Like completely. As if like you needed to get into. Yeah, I know. It's like the Masters, dude. There's a fine line between the pageantry and the clownery.
It really is. All right, so we got a big stream coming today. Michael, it's been a pleasure having you. Really has been a lot of fun.
It's nice having him here in Florida.
It really is.
And you know what? I think now with HQ, we're just gonna have to get this guy over here more. Like even with the hole in one challenge you were saying, Bob.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Some of the stuff that we have planned, which we won't say yet, but some fun streams with some big time guests. There's gonna be a lot of cool shit happening here,
and I appreciate everybody bearing with us with the streams. Like even the temporary furniture right now. I think I was saying on the car on the way here, a couple weeks and this place is gonna start really. The gym goes in, the simulator, so the stuff we can do.
Yeah,
I think is gonna, and it is going to be.
It's gonna be a lot when it's like done. Place. When it's really done, and like everything is starting to roll, it's gonna be fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy.
Really, really coming together.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this, it is going to be a gluttonous day today. The food.
Shake-shack.
Yeah.
And you know what? Right back to it tomorrow. Our diet starts tomorrow. But we all know today is the day where we are going.
It's our day.
It's our day.
You know what? We're going to sit back. We're going to, like everyone else watching, we're going to watch the final round of the Masters.
Yes.
We're going to have a blast.
Yes.
And then we're going to get back on the grind.
Yeah.
We deserve it. All right, folks, please make sure you hit that sub button, like, comment, sub, keep the podcast rolling. We are absolutely moving right along. So that does it. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.